Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, this is my Bible, and I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can you thank God for the Word today? Amen. Thank God for the Word. Well, I hope you brought some your Bible and something to take notes with. We're getting a brand new series. Here we are, June 1. Can you believe that? And this whole month, I want to talk to you about the promise in the Bible that has more blessings attached to it than any other promise. How cool is that? I'm going to share with you from the Word of God, there's one promise. Now, Dr. Phineas Dake, who wrote the Dake's Bible, said there's 7,000 promises in the Bible. 7,000. You and I need to be claiming them, amen? But there's one, everybody say one, but there's one promise that when we do it, more blessings, more benefits attached to it than any other promise in the Bible. Would you like to know what it is? Come back next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me share it with you. It's the fear of the Lord. You know, how many times do you see that phrase in the Bible? The fear of the Lord. Now, let me define it. The fear of the Lord. Now, you see, Pastor, fear of the Lord, big deal. Is that going to help me? Big time. Because what I'm going to do today and all month is I'm going to help you know God better than you did when you came. I'm going to give you tools and I'm going to give you resources that's going to help you get closer to God than you've ever before. This principle of the fear of the Lord, as we delve into it this month, is going to help you and I, watch this, get more out of our Bible than ever before. That as you and I have done this, not only will we get closer to God and know God better and get more out of our Bible when we read our one-year Bible together, but you and I are going to go on a greater level of victory in our walk with God every day. Does that sound okay, a new series like that? Amen. Now, the fear of the Lord is not negative. When you think of fear, of this fear, it's positive. This fear that I'm talking about is not being afraid, it's being in awe of our God. It's not being afraid, it's being in awe of our God. The fear of the Lord is simply to respect, reverence, and honor the Lord. Whoa, I'm thinking of a scripture in 1 Samuel 2:30. It says, those who honor me, I will honor them. So this series on the fear of the Lord, as a result of it, you and I should walk in greater favor of the Lord upon our life in Jesus' name. We're going to have greater victory because one verse comes to my mind. Those who walk in the fear of the Lord will depart from all evil. What is that? Self-discipline and self-control. Would you like to have more discipline in your life? I would. More self-control over your flesh? I would. Well, that's connected to understanding the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord brings freedom into our life. Now, we have Celebrate Recovery on Thursday night and throughout the week, small groups, and that's all about bringing freedom to God's people. But it says those who fear the Lord will depart from bad habits, addictions, codependency, a dysfunctional upbringing. Come on, somebody. The hurt, the pain, the grief that we all go through in seasons of life, that those who understand the fear of the Lord and how to walk in it and how to increase our capacity for more of it will know God, will be closer to God, will get more out of our Bible when we read it, and will walk in a new level of victory over sin and sinning and habits and hurts and hangups and our past, opposition, persecution, depression, fear, worry, anxiety. See, this is a powerful golden nugget. When you and I are walking in the fear of the Lord, which is to reverence God, respect God, honor God, put God first, like y'all are doing today. Well, when you and I understand the fear of the Lord, guess what? It conquers all other fears. Now, that was worth coming to church this morning at 11 o'clock. Think about it. We're all dealing with fear. Maybe your fear is of the future. Maybe your fear is your health. Maybe your fear is this week, a doctor's appointment, a court case. Maybe your fear is insomnia. You can't sleep at night. Maybe whatever your fear might be, fear of not having enough, fear of not seeing what you're going through to get through on the other side. Whatever your fear is, I'm telling you, when you and I go to another level of the fear of the Lord, it conquers every other fear we face in life. That deserves a praise the Lord to God. Come on, give God a praise the Lord. Amen. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Amen. Fear of an empty nest, fear of starting a family, fear of getting the right mate, fear of having the right career. You know, all of those fears can be conquered when we're walking in the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is an attitude that brings transformation. The fear of the Lord is an attitude. Turn to somebody and say, you got an attitude. Oh, you've been waiting for that all week long. You see, Pastor, it was the wrong person. Okay, turn to the other person and tell him, you got an attitude. See, I want you to have an attitude of fearing or fear of the Lord, because it'll bring transformation. As your pastor who loves you, I want to see change in your life today. Kim wants to see change in my life today. I want to see change in your life today for the good. I want you to have every blessing, every benefit that's in the Bible. Every promise, every verse, every line is mine, right? That old song in Sunday school. I don't want you to be mediocre or an average Christian, just barely getting by, just living from week to week. I want you to have all the benefits. I want God to load you down daily, as a scripture, with benefits. And to do that, the one promise above all 7,000 promises in the Bible that's attached to and dependent upon all the blessings of God is the fear of the Lord. So as you and I begin to increase our capacity in the fear of the Lord, we'll increase and realize the abundant life, the best life that God has for you. You know, I just got done teaching our God is for You class number one, and there were people from all different backgrounds there, from inner city, from you know, all over the county. They're coming, God's bringing to Church on the Rock, and it's amazing. I said, what do you want out of this class? We want to know God. We want to get closer. We want to know what our purpose is. Isn't that amazing? So as I develop, my walk in the fear of the Lord, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. I didn't tell the 9 o'clock how to do it, because y'all are more spiritual than that. They couldn't receive it. But don't you tell them I said it. I'll deny every word of it. Praise God. But I'm going to share with you how to develop and increase your capacity in the fear of the Lord. But look what it says. The fear of the Lord is not being afraid, but in awe. Are you in awe of God today? I am. How could He love me? How could He believe in me? How could He be patient with me? How could He be long-suffering with me? How could He do that? How could He be the same yesterday, today, and forever? How could He love me when I'm unlovable? How could He want the best for me? How could God, I'm in awe of God. Now, you break it down, Pastor. How do you get in awe of God? Here it is. It's on the screen. I hope you see it. 3 points. You look at his greatness. You look at his goodness. And you look at his glory. Now, the glory of God is the nature of God, the character of God. Here's how you increase your capacity to walk in a deeper fear of the Lord, which is respect and reverence and an attitude of restoration and transformation, is you spend more time looking at God's greatness. Let's get our eyes off people. Let's get our eyes off institutions, organizations. Let's get our eyes off our past. Let's get our eyes off the people who've hurt us, wronged us. Let's get our eyes off our pain. Let's get our eyes off of what's wrong and get our eyes on, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Looking at his greatness, someone said, stop every day and look at the greatness of God. Stop every day and look at the greatness of God. And this morning I read my one-year Bible, but I went a little further. And in my devotional today, it was 1 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 27. And it said in that version I read it, 1 Samuel 9, it said, stand still and receive a word from the Lord. Whoa. Stand still and receive a word from the Lord. You know, we need to stop every day and look at the size of our God. And if we had just stopped long enough, maybe God would give you a word for your marriage. Maybe God would give you a word for your parenting challenge right now. Maybe God would give you a word for your financial breakthrough to pay off those credit cards. Maybe God would help you get rid of that habit you've been trying to overcome for years. If I would just stop and look at the size of my God and focus on his greatness, his goodness, and his glory. And that will build a larger capacity of having an attitude of the fear of the Lord. You with me, everybody? So here's how you go deeper, four words, letter R. In having an awe of God, and having a reverence of God, a respect of God, honoring God and putting God first and walking in the fear of the Lord, you want to please him in all that you do? Wow. It starts with recognizing. Recognizing again his goodness, his greatness, and his glory. Recognizing he's the creator of all things. Recognizing he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Recognizing he's all powerful. He's all knowing. He's all sufficient. He's El Shaddai. He's our source, our provider, our protector. Recognizing. And then the next way you and I develop in the fear of the Lord is responding. You know, when we have that attitude of the fear of the Lord, it releases his presence. And when you're in his presence and you have that awe, not anger and not being afraid, but that awe, you've got to respond. Not only recognize, but you got to respond. And you respond with the fear of the Lord with an attitude of humility and surrender. With an attitude of humility and surrender, you're responding to how great thou art. You're responding to his goodness and his greatness and his glory and his character and his nature and who he is, and you're increasing your capacity for more of the fear of the Lord. Oh, my goodness. And you have to respond. That's why we have 20 minutes of praise and worship. It's to respond. It's to be in awe when we come here and we enter into praise and worship and we're responding to the glory of God and the goodness of God and the greatness of God with worship, humility, and surrender. And the more you and I do that, the more we walk in the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the one, everybody say one, it's the one and only promise that has more blessings attached to it than any other promise in the Bible. Number three, what do? We're relying on the Lord. The fear of the Lord recognizes, it responds, with humility, surrender, and submission. Not my will, God, but your will. And then it responds by relying, Lord, without you, I'm nothing. But with you, God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so the fear of the Lord, it recognizes, it responds, it's relying on God. And number four, it's receiving transformation. Transformation. It's powerful. So let's go now, a story in the Bible. I just want to bring to your attention real quick with the time we have left. It's the book of Isaiah. And if you look at the overheads, I broke it down for an outline. Isaiah 6, you know, this is where Isaiah says, I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. What is that? Awe. What is that worship? What is that surrender? What is that humility? What is that? The fear of the Lord. We shouldn't be able to come to church and leave the same. If we're in awe of God, if we're walking in the fear of the Lord transforms you. You can't go to Church on the Rock and leave the same way you came. If you're walking in the fear of the Lord, that's the presence of God. That's the awe of God. And you get closer to God. You get to know God better. You get more out of your Bible when you're sitting here listening to me. And you walk out with a greater level of victory. And the fears that have held you in hostage no longer. Because the fear of the Lord conquered every fear you brought with you today. Oh, come on, can we have a praise break? So the fear of the Lord, look at this. He said, I saw the Lord. And then number two, then he said, I saw myself. You know, there's an identity crisis out there today. And if you're struggling with who you are today, if you're struggling with why you're here, where you came from, all you need is you need just to see the Lord. When you begin to find out who he is, he'll reveal to you who you are. He said, I saw the Lord. And then he said, I saw myself. And thirdly, then he said, I saw my mission, my purpose. So let's look at it. Can we go through it real quick? Okay, let's look at it. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. What is that? The fear of the Lord. What is that? Awe. A lot of people are angry at God, blaming God, or they're afraid of God, don't have a right picture of God, think he's a judgmental, mean God. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the awe of the Lord. Is he awesome to you today? In the year that the king Uzziah died, he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And it talks about the angels there and their wings that they had. And verse 3, and one cried to another, the angels, we sang this today, holy. What's that? That's the nature of God. That's the glory of God. Did you know that the fear of the Lord will cause you and I to live a holy life? The fear of the Lord will cause you and I to live a holy life, a separated life, a sanctified life, a powerful life. And they cried one to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord, capital letters, of hosts. Who's the host? Angelic army in heaven. And the whole earth is full of his glory. And then it talked about the house was filled with smoke. And then he said, Isaiah, he said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. Now he sees himself. The fear of the Lord will open up your perspective to who God is, and you'll see the Lord. But secondly, now you'll begin to see yourself and who you are and why you're here and where you came from and where you're going and why God made you the way he made you, because he's the one that created you. He's the one and only one that can reveal to you your potential. So first this is the fear of the Lord, everybody. First you see the Lord, then you see yourself. He said, I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, and now I see myself. Whoa. And then the angels flew all around, and the angel laid upon my mouth a coal of hot fire. Notice, when you get in the presence of God, it changes your language. Your confession is different. You start giving a positive confession. You start speaking what the word says, agreeing with the word says. You start making declarations. You decree a thing, you declare a thing, and it comes to pass. Wow. You know, the fear of the Lord. This is the fear of the Lord. This is an illustration of what it looks like in display. When you get and you move and you walk and you live in that attitude of, I want to please God today. I want to honor God today. I want to give God my best today. I want to surrender to your will today, God. I want to submit to your will today, God. And so he sees the Lord, then he sees himself. And then look, he heard the angel, the Lord say, whom will I send and who will go for us? There's the Trinity. Then he said, this is Isaiah, here I am, send me. Now he sees his mission. Now he knows what he's sent for. Now he knows who he's sent to. Now he knows what he's to do with his life. All out of the attitude of the fear of the Lord. An attitude of honor and awe and reverence and respect and putting God first and giving God my best and wanting to live my life to please him in everything that I do and everything that I say and everything that I am. I remember in 1975, Kim and I, we'd been married for 2 years. We loved each other, couldn't stand each other. We were on the verge of a divorce. Shouldn't have been. Shouldn't have been. She was raised in church. I was raised in church. A beautiful wife. I had a great job. I was in management. She had a great job working for a veterinary. That's what she wanted to do. And I had a new Corvette and I had a new motorcycle. And we just bought some land out in the country, an acreage. We're going to build a brand new house. And I'm miserable. I'm empty. There's a void. Oh, everything I had wasn't bringing me lasting happiness or significance. So in October 1975, I knew that if I didn't change, my marriage wouldn't change. I knew if I didn't change, my life wouldn't change. I knew if I didn't have transformation, not churchy stuff, religious stuff, but real transformation. It doesn't come from religion. It doesn't come from playing church. It comes from a real attitude of fear of the Lord. And I'll never forget, I don't remember what the pastor taught that morning. His name was Richard Buck. And I don't remember what he taught that morning. He's in heaven now. But when he dismissed the service, it was an Assembly of God church. I ran to the altar. And you know what I said? I said, God, here am I. Here am I, God. I need some cleansing in my life. And God, I don't know what you want me to do with my life, but here am I, and not my will, but your will. We respond. The fear of the Lord responds in his presence with humility, with surrender and submission. And I said, God, I don't know what you want me to do, but I'll go where you want me to go. And I'll do with my life what you want me to do with my life. The only thing I ask God is I don't want to be average. I just don't want to be average. That's the fear of the Lord that we see here with Isaiah, that he saw the Lord, he saw himself, and he saw his mission. And God said to him, go. He had a people, he had a place where he should be. Powerful, isn't it? Now look with me in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Wisest man that ever lived, Solomon wrote this, and this is the bottom line. Solomon was smarter than Steve Jobs, Elon Musk. Solomon, the Bible says, was the smartest man that ever lived outside Christ. And this was his bottom line. When he came to the end of it, he said this. Here's the conclusion, bottom line of the whole matter. What does it say? I can't hear you. I still can't hear you. That's the bottom line. What your pastor is launching today for the whole month is the bottom line of Christianity. It is the bottom line. That is to fear God. Not be afraid of God. Not be angry at God. But be in awe of an almighty God. Looking at his goodness. Looking at his greatness. And focusing on his glory. That's the bottom line. Now watch this. Fear God. Number two. Keep the commandments. Like these precious little guys that came up on the sword drill. We're to be doers of the word. Obey the word. And they said, this is the whole duty of man. This is the whole duty of man. What it's basically saying, this is the whole purpose of man. Now watch this. At Church on the Rock, our mission is to lead people to a God who's for them and help them discover his. Now you won't know your specific purpose until you and I walk in the general purpose. And the general purpose is to fear God, is to walk in the fear of the Lord. When I walk out the main thing, then the little things will show up. When I do the big thing of fear God, honor God, reverence God, respect God. He comes before my family, before my children, before my grandchildren, before my hobbies, before my career, before my education. When I do that, then all these little things I don't understand will begin to open up and be revealed to me. Does that make sense to everybody? Oh, I like this. Let's look at it in the Amplified as the team comes out. Watch this. All has been heard that the end of the matter is this. Fear God. What's it say next, family? Revere and worship Him. I know today I'm walking in the fear of the Lord. If I'm here in His presence, then I just want to worship Him. Even as I'm talking under your breath, you're like, thank you, Lord. Oh, you're a good God. Under your breath, you're like, man, God, you've been so good to me. You've been so great to me. I mean, it's an attitude, the attitude of transformation. It's the attitude of the fear of the Lord. Watch this. Knowing that He is. Didn't I tell you that when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you'll begin to know who He is better? Yeah, you'll get closer to Him. You'll get more out of your Bible, I promise you. And you'll walk in a greater level of victory over sin and sinning and habits. Watch this. You keep His commandments. This is the whole of man. This is the original purpose of all creation, to fear the Lord. Not afraid, but in awe, putting Him first, wanting to please Him. The objects of God's providence, look at this, the root of all character, and we sang this today, the foundation of all happiness. Are you unhappy today? Are you miserable like I was in 1975? In the natural, you should be happy, but you're very unhappy. I got the answer for you. It's to fear God. It's to put Him first. It's to give Him your best. It's to live for Him. It's to honor Him. It's to look at His goodness and His glory and His greatness. It's to focus your whole life around Him. Your whole purpose is to fear God, honor God, serve God, love God, put Him first. And then He said, you'll be happy. Oh, I like it. Don't you like it? And then I want you to look at this. The guy's added a scripture. It's next, guys, Proverbs 19:23. Oh, Shazam, I like this one. When you live a life of abandoned love, when you live a life surrendered, family, please look at this scripture, to the awe of God. Haven't I been talking about this for 24 minutes? When you surrender to the awe of God, here's what you're going to get. You're not going to lose out. You're not going to live a life that's unfulfilled. When we do what I'm starting today on the greatest promise in the Bible, connected to more benefits than anything else, the fear of the Lord. He said that you'll be happy and you will experience, not just hear about it, you will experience abundant life, continual protection, and complete satisfaction. That's what I'm looking for. How about y'all? Satisfaction, fulfillment, protection, security, my best life, abundant life. It doesn't come from religion or churchianity. It comes from the fear of the Lord. It's an attitude of transformation. It's an attitude of humility, wonder, awe. Humility, surrender unto the Most High God. And when you do that, my brother and sister, your life should change into abundant life, happiness, what it really is, satisfaction, what it really is, continual protection. What did I tell you earlier? The fear of the Lord gets rid of all your other fears. Fear of being hurt, fear of an accident, fear of this, fear of sickness, fear of COVID, fear of another tragedy, fear of losing this, fear of losing that. You'll have continual protection. You'll lie down at night and sleep like a baby. I'm out of time. Did I help anybody? Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Say it with me. Abundant life. The best life. A satisfied life. A fulfilled life. A contagious life. A Christ-centered life. That's for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And we're going to pray a corporate prayer for anybody here, online, in the lobby, the Rock Express, the family table, our campus, the patio, the food trucks. And you say, Pastor, I'm ready for that. I'm in. I want to lock in on that, Pastor. I don't want religion. I don't want mediocre religion. I don't want a weak religion. I want the real deal. I want the real thing. And I found out today how to get it with the attitude of the fear of the Lord. Not anger, not being afraid, but being in awe. Living my life every day, stopping and looking at the size of my God, giving him honor, respect, and reverence in first place. If that's you, you say, Pastor, I want a relationship with God. I don't have it. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Or, Pastor, I'm a believer, but God's speaking to me today. I want to know God better. Now I know how to get closer to God with this attitude of the fear of the Lord. Now I know how to get more revelation from the Word when I read it. And now I know how to conquer sin and sinning and walk through it a greater victorious life. Pastor, pray for me. If that's you, we're going to pray a corporate prayer. Church, let's help everybody now. And this will go on even with the replays tonight. Let's all help them. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner and I repent. I change my mind and go in the right direction. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and take my life and make a difference. I surrender all. In Jesus' name, amen. Can you look up and celebrate with all of heaven right now?
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.